We had reached the end of Parshas Vayishlach, the description of the kings that Esav had. Now we're up to Vayeshev. Yaakov has 12 children. Two of them are orphaned from a mother. And Yaakov gives special treatment to those two, to Yosef and Binyamin. Specifically, Yosef, at 17 years old, he's speaking badly about his brothers, and Yaakov gives him special treatment. He teaches him the secrets of Torah when he makes a special robe or some kind of shirt for all the kids. The one he makes for Yosef has a line around, has one strip around the palm, the end of the sleeve. And the brothers see it and they're jealous and they have enmity towards Yosef and they don't speak peacefully to him. They're fair with him. They tell him, we're upset with you. Yosef has a dream and he tells his brothers, I had this dream, and this dream is a form of prophecy. When we gathered bundles of wheat in the field, my bundle stood up, yours surrounded it and bowed to it, and they tell him, what, you think you're going to be king over us? And now they hate him even more. He has a second dream, and again he tells the dream, I saw the sun, the moon, and the stars, and they all bowed to me. And the father hears this and says, hey, how does he know I'm the son? The Torah calls me the son, but in order to try and appease the brothers, he yells at him and he says, what's this dream you have? You think your mother's going to come? Your mother's dead. You see, the dream is nonsense. There's no such thing, we're going to come bow. And Chazal tells that's not true. He was just saying that to appease the brothers. Every dream has some things that are true and some things that are lies. The brothers go out to graze their sheep in Shechem, and Yaakov is worried. What? They're in Shechem. Shechem is dangerous. We have all the nations around that are our enemies after we destroyed Shechem. He says, go check out how your brothers are doing. He goes, and the brothers have moved, but God sends an angel, Gavriel, to tell him where they are, because this has to happen, that Yosef meets with the brothers. And as he approaches, the brothers start saying, oh, there's that dreamer. Let's kill him. They stick the dogs at him and the dogs don't touch him. Shimon and Levi, they draw the bow. They're ready to shoot him. And Yosef approaches and Reuven sees they're going to kill him. He says, don't do that. Don't spill his blood. Put him in the pit here in the desert. And Reuven is saying, at night I'll come draw him out of the pit. So Reuven says, don't kill him. When Yosef comes to the brothers, they strip him naked. They take that special shirt that the father had given him, and they throw him into the pit, and they don't know the pit is pretty deep, but deep down in the pit there are snakes and scorpions, and Hashem makes a miracle and he stays, they don't harm him. They sit down to eat bread, and they see a caravan coming of Yishmaelim, and they're carrying perfume, and Yehuda tells the brothers, we're not going to make any money off this if we just kill him. Let's sell him to the Yishmaelim, and he's our brother, he's our flesh. And the brothers agree. They take him out of the pit and they sell him to the Ishmaelim for 20 silver coins. They want to each get a pair of shoes. And Yosef is taken out into Egypt. Reuven wasn't present at the time. At night he comes back and he goes to the pit and he's calling Yosef, Yosef. And Yosef's not there. He tears his clothing. He comes to the brothers and he says, the kid's gone. What am I going to say to Dad? What, how am I coming home? So they devise a plot. They cut up Yosef's shirt. They dip it in goat's blood. And they send it to Yaakov. And they say, we found this. Do you recognize it? Is this your son's garment? Not our brother. Is this your son's garment? And he recognizes it and he says, a wild animal destroyed him. He goes out and puts together 12 bundles. And he names each one and he puts one in the middle. And the other 11 bow to it. He goes out and he takes 12 stones and he inscribes in each one the names of the tribes. And they all surround and bow to that stone. And he says, Yosef ain't dead. What's going on here? So he starts mourning Yosef. He says, a wild animal, a bad animal destroyed him. And he's thinking, Yehuda, you're compared to an animal. Shimon, you're compared to an animal. Hey, you guys, you did something. And he's suspecting what's going on. But he starts mourning over his son. They all try to comfort him. And he says, no, I'm going to be mourning till the day I die. The brothers turn to Yehuda and they say, you told us to sell him. If you would have said, bring him home to Dad, we would have listened. And they remove Yehuda from being their leader. Yehuda leaves the brothers and does business with a man named Shua. He goes to a man named Chira and he marries the daughter of a businessman named Shua. He has three children, Er, Onan, and Shelah. And this is where we'll have to pick up, Ezrat Hashem, next week.